Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey fellas, we're in the thick of winter, and a storm's a brewing. It looks like 1 to 3 inches are in the forecast when you trim that hibernation bush that's taking place in your pants. Luckily, our partners at Manscaped specialize in products to make sure you're walking around town with beautiful snowballs.
Hey Jeff, You ever tried to build a snowman in your pants? Well, before you answer that, Manscaped is here to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience for your family jewels.
I like that you brought up a snowman because your carrot and your two pieces of coal are going to need a little attention this winter to make sure everything is in the right place.
The Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of their ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags on your snowballs will be reduced.
Manscaped's performance package is the best buy of 2021.
And Mark was raving about those boxers, weren't you, Mark?
Oh, they're silky smooth.
Were they sufficient enough space to build a snowman?
They were.
So don't be the victim of shrinkage this winter. Get 20% off and free shipping with code ARCADE at manscaped.com.
Thanks, Manscaped, for making our winter wieners look so good.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm back. Did y'all miss me?
Well, and your name is...
Oh, hey, and I'm Mark.
Yeah, because, you know, every... Go ahead. Never mind.
No, get it all out, Jeff.
It's too early in the episode.
You've had two episodes with Elliot. Where he did not challenge you on anything. He just went with the flow, did his thing, played your PC game, and y'all wrapped it up.
Okay, you didn't listen to the episode, because he clearly did. We had a disagreement about how much it was inspired by Overwatch or CSGO, but, you know, I'll let other people listen to that and Scott, can you please start the episode?
And welcome to episode number 81. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Hey, this week we played Fortnite. It's developed by Epic Games, who you may remember from other titles, such as Rocket
Fortnite.
League. Yeah, we played that one, Jeff. But Rocket League, Robo Recall, and Battle Breakers. It is a battle royale and came out in 2017 on the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, the Nintendo Switch, and is available on your mobile device as well as the Mac or PC.
Now, Rocket League's kind of pushing it because they didn't make Rocket League. They only purchased it after it had been out for a while.
If you go to their website, it is listed as their game.
All right.
Well, that's because they bought it.
But they also made Gears of War.
Epic made Gears of War?
Didn't they? Wasn't it Epic? Wasn't Cliffy B? That was his baby, and he worked for Epic at the time?
I mean, it could be. I'm not familiar with a lot of the developers' names.
Okay, well, we should mention we're doing this because this, my friends, is our second anniversary. We've done 2 solid years of this podcast. We haven't really, I would say we haven't missed an episode, but there was that one episode where only Mark recorded for Ninjala. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. That was like my second episode.
Yeah, that was possibly the best episode we've ever done. But we're back at it with... I didn't want to do Fortnite, but it was also my idea because we wanted to do something special.
Gameplay.
So Fortnite, if you don't know, is a... this is just going to be a lot of stuff you already know, okay, for the next 40 minutes or however long we record. But Fortnite is a battle royale. And if you don't know what that is, you've never listened to this podcast before. But 100 people drop on a map. There's a circle that shrinks. One by one, you kill each other or teams of 2, 3, or 4. And you battle it out. And the last team slash person standing wins. While you drop in, you're, of course, picking up loot. The loot is randomized every time you jump in the game. Now, the difference here is that Epic and Fortnite have a much more colorful, family-friendly battle royale on their hands than, say, Warzone or, help me out, Apex. It's definitely a family-friendly game. They also, because of the severe popularity of it, have been able to get lots of really cool licensing deals, such as you can get your favorite football team as a skin. You can get various Star Wars characters. You can get, I just saw they had like Batman and the Joker on there. And
yeah,
like
most recently it's Boba Fett or not Boba Fett. I guess that's
the Mandalorian,
the Mandalorian. Yeah. And then there
with Baby Yoda.
I don't think it has Baby Yoda on him. Did it?
Maybe like as a backpack item.
The start of animation had Baby Yoda on it, so.
Oh, okay. I didn't pay attention that much to that skin.
But that's all paywall stuff.
Yeah.
Now, this is a third-person shooter game, so that really actually becomes kind of important when we talk about the various microtransactions and stuff. But you start off on the battle bus. Now, on console, if you press down, you thank the bus driver. Do you guys make sure to thank the bus driver when you play Fortnite?
No.
No. Didn't know that was a thing.
Then how many wins have you gotten
this week?
That
man flies that bus for me. All right?
I've never gotten a Fortnite win. I don't think ever.
Oh, even on a team?
Even on a team. Like, when I played with you guys back in the day, I still never got a win.
Really? Okay. Well, we got a few, and I have one solo win in my pocket that I've gotten, but that's about it.
What's the point of thanking the bus driver?
Oh, well, no real reason that I know of, but we always, like, when we played in squads, if someone didn't thank the bus driver, we'd all be pissed at him because we would say, like, there's no way we're going to win now. You know, I don't even get the point, but it's there. So, I mean, as you dive in...
In the games that I played for this review, everybody thanked the bus driver. I'm like, why the hell are you thanking this guy? I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it, so I never did it.
When you go to a restaurant, because
I didn't know
how to do it.
Someone
brings you a drink. You say, thank you, right, Mark?
I do, typically, yeah.
Your parents taught you that, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mark goes, thanks. No, good job doing your job.
Yeah.
I mean, that waiter is there for
me. If you got a taxi or an Uber, after you've, well, an Uber you pay on the app, but after you've ended your drive, despite the fact that you're having a business transaction, at the end of it, you'll probably say thanks. Right, Mark?
Every taxi I've ever taken, I've never thanked the guy.
Okay, well.
Did you tip him?
Yeah, no, right. I hand him money. But I wasn't like, hey,
and
thanks.
You don't say
you
thanks for
the price.
You don't, when you're handing him money, you're not saying thank you?
No, because I'm handing him money. That's my thank you.
I don't know if I can podcast with this guy anymore. Well, anyway.
Him receiving money is my thanks.
You thank the bus driver, okay? Anyway, because he does it for free, okay? It's a free-to-play game. The bus driver doesn't get anything out of it. You just
is he really driving though? I mean, it's floating.
He's flying. He's flying it. And if there is a bus driver, he has to be doing something.
What if he's just in the bus and he's chilling?
It's regardless.
Like auto, it's like autopilot.
Maybe he cleans up around here. I don't know.
How does everybody jump out of the bus anyways? Like, do they use the front door or like do they open the emergency exit in the back?
As far as I can tell, there's no doors that open. Maybe that's the bus driver has, there's a hole in the bottom and the bus driver's like, all right, it's safe. And Mark maybe just gives him the finger and then jumps out as opposed to thanking him.
If that was possible, and that's why you're that would be what I would do. If that was like an emote, I would do that.
Okay. Well, there are emotes in this game. Famously, there are dances galore. But as you dive in, I'm going to try to talk about this game that everyone knows everything about. You dive in and then you start looting. You open up chests, you find floor loot. So there's like ammo and guns on the ground. And these items range in quality from white, green, blue, and orange, which would be your legendary. Purple. Yeah, purple. So there's five rankings. So if there's like a pistol, there's five versions of that pistol. And generally speaking, they look the same, but they do more damage or fire rate of fire or something like that. And so you want to just automatically upgrade to the next one. So there's shotguns. There's two different. There's like pump shotguns and tactical shotguns. So there's grenades and rockets, and they keep adding stuff. So now there's all kinds of like, you can fish in this game. You can find a rod and fish. And apparently one of the fish you can find is like the most deadly weapon in the game. And you throw it at someone and they die immediately.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So when I played this game originally during the heyday, right, during when it was the biggest game in the world, there were no bots. There were no NPCs. You just dove in, looted, killed, and won or lost. Right. And since then, there have been a lot of battle royales that have come out, namely Apex Legends. Despite, I would say that the games that had the biggest effect on the genre, even though Fortnite's the most popular, I wouldn't say that. I would say PUBG and then Apex, because Apex came out and then everybody else copied what Apex put in the game. So now Fortnite has a ping. Yeah, they have a ping system and, you know, the buyback is in here now and all of that. And that was from Apex, you know? So they really have kind of copied other games, but they've still, I don't know the numbers, but I'm guessing they're still probably have the highest population of players. But now you dive into like populated areas with NPCs that you can find and you can like trade with them and upgrade your weapons and get missions to complete, like bounties, like you would in Warzone. So you would go and complete those as you're playing the game to get more materials, because the big difference in this game, and the main reason I don't want to play it, is the building. Right. So if you don't know, Fortnite is actually a side mode of another game, which is called Fortnite. So originally Fortnite was the main mode, and it was this like tower defense, almost like you build a fort with your friends and then you defend it from zombies.
And that was originally a paid game, correct?
Right. That was a game that you paid money for. And then when PUBG kind of was hitting its stride and getting popular, they within the game, they created Fortnite Battle Royale. And then Fortnite Battle Royale became so popular that it just became Fortnite. And then original Fortnite became Fortnite Save the World. So anyway, I forgot why I told you that. But you dive in.
Because of the building aspect. And there's like five pieces that you can build, as well as plans that you can pick up for different building things as well. Sorry. There's building plans.
Yeah. So there's walls, you know, your vertical walls, your horizontal walls, and then there's like a cone one that you can put on for some reason, and then there's ramps. So you can watch anybody on Twitch or YouTube and just see the ridiculous way they build these buildings like in half a second. You're playing this game. You're running around. You see a guy in the distance. You shoot one shot. And within a second, he's in like a four-story building that he just built.
I still don't understand how people can do that so quickly.
Yeah. And there's people who can do it on controller or mouse and keyboard. It doesn't matter. They're ridiculous. Does anybody else want to chime in, or am I the Fortnite expert?
No, I like hearing your disdain for this game.
So we're celebrating the anniversary by me complaining about Fortnite.
Yeah, no, pretty much.
It's worth noting that Fortnite is in season 5, in which this current time
of
the game.
As you're saying season 5, it's in chapter 2, season 5.
Whatever. 0 Point is the name of the game right now. It's got a cool little animation when you start up the game. It made me wonder, why doesn't Fortnite... How come Fortnite's not bled into, like, the TV movie realm?
I am a little surprised
by that. Why
did
you say that, Mark?
No, it's a legitimate question. That's a legitimate question.
Now it's going to happen because you spoke it into reality.
Well, you don't have to watch the movie, Scott.
But the whole...
My kids will force me to.
And it might be good, because there's a lot of things that they could do with a Fortnite TV show, animated TV show or movie or whatever. But
they should make a gritty reality-based one when they have to build a building. They have to get permits and stuff.
And then some jerk comes along and shoots down their building.
Code enforcement comes around and tells them that their building's not worth a shit.
And he's arrested, and then you go to court, and then it's just a court drama.
Becomes a civil issue.
What else? What else is in this game? I mean,
they've added so much stuff. There's portals that you can, like, fall into and be teleported to somewhere else on the map. This is, the second map that they've done? Because in the original...
Battle Royale,
they like destroyed the entire map and then remade it.
Yeah, so like there's like a whole, you can go on YouTube and find the history of Fortnite and look at all the changes, because initially it was kind of this very plain green island, and then periodically from season to season they would change portions of the map. And so you'd have, not the whole map wouldn't look totally different each season, but parts of the map would be completely new. And they kept doing that. And then they were really known for these in-game events, one of which, you know, is something that I've never experienced in any other game, was when the rocket went off. And if you've played Fortnite for a long, long time, you probably know what that is. But everybody playing the game at the time experienced across all of the games the same thing, this rocket going off and blowing up stuff. And they've done that several times. And I don't remember how long ago it was, but they did it again where the entire world, all of Fortnite, was sucked into a black hole. And then we got this new map, Fortnite Chapter 2. And then periodically, they're kind of changing things around this map. So, yes, it's the second map, but season to season, those maps change in parts.
Yeah, I will hand it to Epic, though. They have done a absolutely phenomenal job with the media attention of this game. Like, for example, I think it was season 2 or 3 where things in the game started disappearing. Mm-hmm. And they actually had sculptures of these items placed in the real world in different places.
Yeah, that was genius.
Yes.
Well, and then there's times where a new trailer will come out for a movie. They did this for Star Wars. And in order to be the first ones to see it, you had to be in game. And then you would go to a certain part of the map and you'd watch this trailer in the game, which is really cool.
Yeah. And they've done concerts in the game, mm-hmm. and other things like that. Like, it's... I'm going to say this now, because I'm not really a big fan of this game. And
save
I've made
it.
This
no,
known.
Scott!
Save
no!
it for the seal.
Save it! Save it!
Save it for the seal.
Save it! Continue.
He hates the game, though.
But the everything that they've done in this game is amazing.
Yeah. So, they that's undeniable. There's a reason Fortnite is and was, like, at one point Fortnite was probably the biggest game of all time. Like, the player base, everybody played it. It was, well, it was huge.
The biggest on Twitch, too.
Right. It just, for yeah,
if you weren't playing it, you were watching it.
Yeah. Just insane. The levels of success this game saw, and I don't have the numbers, but I'd be willing to bet you there are very few games that have grossed as much money as Fortnite has.
Well, I mean, and this game is groundbreaking in the fact of the free-to-play game realm. Most gaming companies probably didn't even think about doing free-to-play until Fortnite broke this ground and made it so popularized and made it so profitable that other gaming companies now are like, okay, we could do this too.
So let's jump into the paywall.
Well, you could say that just based on how many Battle Royale games have popped up since 2017.
Paywall.
And the reason I want to jump into paywall, and you talk about it being free to play, is they made the entire genre of Battle Royales go free to play. Because up until this point, you had to pay for them. And now they're all free to play. And that's important because you have that 100-man or the 100-person gameplay, so you always want to have lots of people in your ecosystem. And
yeah, and you're right, because it was, what, PUBG and then Blackout, and then Fortnite came out, and nobody else.
I want to say Fortnite predated Blackout, but I'm not certain.
I think you're correct in that it predated it, but I think Blackout was probably already in process, or they were probably making the game. And when they brought it out, I don't think it was as popular as any of the other Battle Royales, right?
No, because you had to pay for it.
Yeah, well, not and only like that, but after, it was just like...
I liked it a lot, but anyway, after...
I like Blackout as well, but I'm saying, like, I don't think... There's probably not even a player base left on that game, is there?
I would doubt it. But we did go over the paywall. We should talk about the paywall. And the reason is, so not only did they force this genre and everyone else to get behind them and go free to play, they've monetized it in a way that, on this podcast, I've always said, monetize your game like Fortnite. They've perfectly monetized it. It is all cosmetics, and it's all really cool stuff. I mean, well, not all of it, but a lot of really cool stuff. Like I said, you can get several Star Wars characters. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. I could buy a Buccaneers skin to run around in. And then they have a lot of cool original skins. And I should also mention that since I played this game last, they've, like, updated it to 4K, and it looks gorgeous. Like, granted, it's not the most high textures and, like, super realistic, but for this sort of cartoony aesthetic, it looks great and runs great. And so the fact that it looks so good makes you want to buy the skins, and then you can buy different pickaxes. Well, they call them harvesting tools, because part of the gameplay is you have to harvest materials to build the stupid structures that keep me from killing you. And, you know, you're buying emotes. Like, how many dances have been made hugely popular because of this game?
Oh gosh. For real. How many dances have been taken from people that weren't popular, and then this dance made them popular?
I went to a wedding today, and I kid you not, I saw 3 Fortnite dances. So, and this is the country.
Yeah, and then you want those dances in your game? You pay money for them. What else is there? Sprays, which, you know, that's fine. And now they've added gun skins. And you have gliders as you're gliding around. Like, the one I ended up getting when I played the game was a basketball hoop that played a hip hop beat as you glided across the sky. That was cool. One thing I always say, we will pay for cosmetics. You do not need in your game to have microtransactions that negatively affect the gameplay or give people an advantage. because we're more than willing as consumers, if your game is good and the content that you are selling is really cool and interesting, we will pay for it. And Epic has proven that.
Yeah, didn't they popularize the Battle Pass as well?
I believe they, I can't say that they invented it, but they definitely made it a staple.
Well, the main form of currency, I guess, right now are called bars. And
really?
No, yeah. V-Bucks are the main currency in Fortnite.
Because there are bars, but it's not, I don't think that's a premium currency. Like, I noticed that I was picking them up while playing. Like, the main thing is V-Bucks. And then you buy that, and that's what you purchase everything with.
Okay.
But there may be another currency that you use elsewhere in the game, but
within the gameplay, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get the bars from completing different quests, and I didn't complete any bounties, but I guess you can get them from collecting bounties and kills and finding different things on the map.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the bars are part of the questing system that they have outside of the game. You know, your daily quests that you can do to increase the battle pass and everything. Mm-hmm. I'd be remiss to say that's probably not part of that. One thing that Jeff did forget to mention was that there's potions that give you shield.
You could have mentioned it.
Well, huh? I could have.
It's a failure on you, Jeff.
I talked the whole time about gameplay, and I gave you all a chance to chime in, and you want to come at me. Do you know what Jeff forgot to mention? The potions. Scott Martin forgot to mention it, too.
Failure.
But go ahead.
It's a failure on your part, Jeff.
So yeah, the potions are basically your armor in this, whereas, you know, other games you actually have armor or whatever else that you equip. And I think they've added, since we played Jeff, they added these, they're basically like a six pack of potion sodas that you like.
Yeah, and they regen on both each other. Health and shield. So like, okay, we're bouncing back to gameplay, but you get these small potions which give you 25. So you have two health bars basically. You have the green bar, which is your HP, and then you have the blue bar, which is your shield. Each one is about 100 points. So if your shield takes damage, you have to heal it with potions. If your HP takes damage, you have to heal it with bandages or first aid kits. And there's this like six pack of sodas that you splash on yourself and your team, and you would regenerate whatever you need. So it seemed to regenerate both HP and shield as well.
Do y'all like that method? Is that a popular thing to have so many different types of healing mechanisms in these battle royals?
I don't mind that method. So Warzone, you've got your regular HP bar, but that will regenerate automatically if you're not in battle. But the armor is the main thing in Warzone, and you have to apply the armor whenever it gets taken down. So this one is... The thing I don't like about this type of armor, Mark, is that it takes up a inventory slot to be able to use that, as well as your healing item. Whereas a lot of these other battle royale, well, excluding Apex, most of the other ones, you don't have to have an inventory slot taken up.
Yeah. And so that's one of the things coming back to Fortnite. And I played a little Apex recently as well after playing Warzone, is that inventory management. So one of the reasons Apex was so influential is it because it streamlined a lot of the things that were annoying about other battle royales. And I think that Warzone has also, taken what Apex did and then streamlined that even some more. And one of the ways they do that is with the healing system, where, like Scott said, you auto regen HP and then all you do is patch your armor as you find plates. It's really simple, and there's only one type of healing mechanism you need to carry, which is your plates. There is the option to do like a stim to regen faster, but it's really not worth getting. So as I've bounced back to games like Apex and Fortnite, I realize how much I don't like it, where I have two different health bars to regen. I have You've got bandages, you've got HP, you've got, I'm sorry, the, what do you call them? The med kits. You've got small potions, you've got big potions, you've got chug jugs. And now you've got these sodas that you have to manage this inventory, and you only have 5 inventory slots. So I don't personally like that, but at the time it didn't bother me. But I think that I'm so used to how Warzone does it that anything that's counter to that, I don't like as much. And I really don't like it in Apex because you have even more options and you have to fumble through your inventory. And I'm sure there's people who play it all the time and don't have a problem with it. But compared to Warzone, it's annoying.
Are they really called chug jugs?
Yes.
Yes.
And they fully heal you and fully regenerate your shield as well.
Mark, did you even play?
Yeah, no, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you watched the YouTube videos, yeah, right, Mark?
Right, I took a page out of the old Jeff playbook. No, I wasn't paying attention to what these med kits are called.
But you, like, what were you doing during the, obviously as a single player, you were the outside looking in.
Yes.
What did you think of Fortnite when it was at its hottest?
You know, it was a unique offering. It's still is. It's a unique offering. But the aspect that I noticed from me playing when the game originally came out, and I'll be honest, completely honest, I haven't touched this game until this past week from when it first came out, is that there is so much more to do in game.
Yes, now, that is true.
Now compared to when this game first came out. And that is a completely cool aspect to the gameplay, is because no longer do you have to go seek out somebody to kill. You can completely explore a region and you're getting notification that, hey, you're a top 25 player because you've survived everybody else. And you're like, well, I haven't seen anybody else.
And on that note, I'm going to have Mark take us into the replayability because of this.
Replayability.
Okay.
You're up, Mark.
Replayability. It's a completely new offering every time you play, just simply because the map is so large, and you know, you still have this the storm that comes and shrinks the map, and you have to continuously make your way further inside of the map. But while that's happening, you can explore all of these regions, and in one game I was playing, I found the Colossal Coliseum, I think it was, and I don't know how long this particular structure has been about in Fortnite, but it's the first time I'd ever seen it. And I was like, oh, this place is cool. And so I started running around this place, and it's like 5 stories tall. And I'm exploring this place, and somebody comes in this place with me, and we're having this shootout inside this 5-story building. And it's just the two of us. And I happen to kill this other player. And I'm just going around exploring these different avenues of this particular building. And I swear I spent 10 minutes in this building, and I kept getting notifications that I'm now a top 15 player or a top 10 player. And so that, to me, that's why the replayability in this game is so high, simply because you don't have to engage in gunplay.
So what you can do is hide like a coward.
I don't know if I'd call it hiding.
In the
yes,
bathroom,
you can't hide,
Jeff.
But like,
yeah.
For me, it wasn't hiding. It was like, oh, hey, this place looks cool. Let me go inside and see what's in here.
Like we did in PUBG.
Oh, PUBG. I was known for hiding in the bathroom in PUBG, so don't take that
here.
As an insult.
No, I did too.
We should kind of even double back to the fact that Epic updates this game so regularly to keep you coming back. Like the map constantly changes. I think they do weekly updates even where they're rotating guns and items in what's available. There are often different rotating modes that kind of change the rules a little bit where everybody's just got rockets, or they did a 50v50 one time where it was like a big war. So they're always trying to keep you coming back into the game because because the main reason is they want you to buy the cosmetic. But this is a game where you never need to do that.
I would say this is probably the most replayable game ever because of how many updates that Epic does on this thing.
I personally would say Minecraft is the most replayable game of all time, but
Minecraft, they don't do updates like that, do they?
Not that frequently, no, but they do make huge updates. It's just that it's a playground, is Minecraft, that's all.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a completely different... Well, I mean, this could even be said it's a playground as well because of the whole building aspect.
That's fair. So, it's endlessly replayable if you love the gameplay. And so we should say that the controls and the way it plays it's great. It's extremely polished because it's been out a long time and they just keep improving it. You know, like the gunplay is fun. It's not as visceral as like Warzone would be, but they're not trying to be. As you break down walls and stuff, there's a little circle that comes up, and if you hit it, it does extra damage, so you can break through things faster. And it's just a polished piece of content that I don't want to say that it just keeps getting better, because a lot of this stuff with the NPCs and bots have come out of a need to attract new players. They don't want you to get in and get totally hosed right away by some guy in a 32-story building that he built in half a minute. There is that problem. But I noticed this game felt easier now to me than it had been in the past coming back, because there was a lot of downtime. Usually the way Fortnite works, it's really intense at the beginning, and then it's really intense at the end, and in the middle is this kind of lull. And the way they filled that in was with like NPCs and these side missions and things like that that they've pulled from Warzone. That being said, that has added to the replayability to me, and it does feel easier to me as well.
And again, this game has been like a leader in the fact that they update so much. Because even Apex Legends and now Warzone has been doing different updates to their maps and stuff, or completely destroying the maps or changing the maps altogether. I mean, Warzone now is about to drop a new update in, I believe, 4 or 5 days from recording this, where they're adding a ship that's coming in. And actually, you can see from the plane this ship out in the harbor with this giant storm over it, with lightning flashing and everything.
Oh, that's what that is, yeah.
And it's you know, coming into where the prison's at in Warzone, and it's just like, you know, you're getting the same type of hype that Fortnite has been doing for so long in these other games because of Fortnite doing it.
Yeah, and Fortnite does it better, to be honest. The changes they make to their maps are way bigger, they're way more frequent, and the in-game events, the hype behind those is unprecedented. It's not even close.
Not to mention, Jeff, I don't hear about any bugs within Fortnite that are causing people to like be able to win, whereas like other games like, you know, Warzone, they have game-breaking bugs that people figure out because they haven't been able to patch it very well. Whereas, like, I don't think I've ever heard of Fortnite ever having that sort of issue where they're like, oh, I'm getting, you know, murdered at this game because this guy figured out how to do this invisibility glitch.
So allow me to correct you there, my friend, because I have a
Please
story.
Please do, because I have not heard of any.
And my buddy Jason, we're playing this game. And there was a point we were in Tilted Towers. And if you don't know, it's not around anymore that I think. But Tilted Towers was like the drop spot. If you wanted to go someplace where you're going to see a lot of action early, you went to Tilted Towers. And we went there and we got shot and killed. And we don't know why or where, because we were inside the building. And then in Fortnite, back then at least, it would cut to the person who killed you so you could spectate them when you were done. And these fools had found a way They had introduced shopping carts in the game as a mode of transportation, and there was a way you could use them to get underneath tilted towers. And they were shooting up at us, and we couldn't shoot down at them, and they just wrecked us. So I haven't paid as much attention to the game recently, so I can't say whether they've had something like that before. But the nature of having games played by so many people is you're going to have that kind of bugs. But they are, Epic does a great job of being reactive about it. That people being able to do that was not in the game for very long before they took it out.
Judgment.
At the end of each of our episodes, we vote on whether a game deserves our seal or not and requires a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. Mark, what do you say?
Yeah, Fortnite has continued to redefine the free-to-play, not only game, but market. And they have continued to evolve their game based on what other games are doing. Like we talked about earlier, how they've incorporated other things that other battle royales are doing. And simply because it continues to redefine itself and evolve itself and all that, it's a fun game. It's fun to explore. I mean, these type of games aren't for me, but this game's fun. This game has a lot to do. And I think whether or not you're a multiplayer gamer, or you like just to explore a map, or you're interested in just the skins for the game, this game brings it all. And it gets my seal.
I hate third-person shooters. Don't like them. The building aspect is another thing that escapes me, and I can't wrap my head around it to even play the game. That being said, it's a phenomenal game. I highly recommend it for anybody who likes this sort of game, likes third-person shooter, likes the building aspect. I mean, even Minecraft, I'm not really a big player of. I played it a little bit, but it's never really hooked me like it does Jeff. But yeah, I'm going to give it my seal just because of how well they've done everything, how fluidly they've done it, and how often they update everything. So yes, it gives my seal. How about you, Jeff?
This may surprise Lincoln, or I never really hated Fortnite. I played it in its prime. I played it with the same people I play Warzone with, you know? And the only reason I moved on is because I really preferred the more realistic side of game, like Blackout from Call of Duty, but now Warzone. And that was fine. That was just what I preferred. And I didn't like the building. I could, like Scott, never really wrap my hands around the building. That being said, they've done a lot to kind of answer those concerns. And frankly, if we point at anything, and as many times as I point at this game, to compare other games we've reviewed on this podcast to say they need to do it like Fortnite, I can't not give this game my seal because the gameplay is extremely polished. If you like the building part of it, it's apparently you can be the skill ceiling on it is really high. The monetization is perfect. It is the gold standard of how to monetize a free-to-play game. So, and the way they keep the player base involved is great. So it definitely gets my seal. I can't really complain about much of anything. And what I would complain about would just be because it's not for me.
I'm glad you mentioned Lincoln because he did give us a voice message for this episode. I'll be adding it after this section here.
So Fortnite is a love it or hate it game. I would say that a lot of people hate it just to be cool, but there are a lot of valid reasons to hate it. First of all, a ton of people play it, even though there are better games to play, which make people hate it because it like kind of brings people away from the games that are actually better because they're too stubborn to try anything else. The community kind of sucks. It's just a bunch of annoying 7-year-olds. And there's not really any good reason to download it because there are way better games, tons of them, I understand why it's so popular. It started the Battle Royale craze, except for PUBG, but I would say this one really perpetuated it. It kind of started the free-to-play game craze, I would say, too. But it's not the best anymore. It kind of had an advantage because it was kind of a one-of-a-kind, but it's not good anymore. Don't play it. There are better games.
We should note that his name is Binky in the Discord.
His name changes in the Discord all the time.
It was once Free Mark, and then it was Cage Mark, and then it was like Scott is an evil dictator.
He might be my biggest fan. He might be my biggest fan. Free Lincoln.
I don't know. Gnomic kind of favors you a little bit too, though.
Yeah, you and Gnomic have this weird bromance thing happening.
I heart you, Gnomic.
So next game that we're going to be playing will be Pokemon Go.
Starting off our third year with another heavy hitter. I mean, in the world of free-to-play games, I mean, back-to-back Fortnite into Pokemon Go is quite... that's not my joke. I stole that from the Weekly Planet podcast. But yeah, another big one that I don't want to play.
Pokemon Go in the age of COVID.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've done a lot to facilitate that, and we'll be talking about that next week, or next episode.
Yeah, so if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so on Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade, our Facebook website that we created, which is called Facebook. To find us on Facebook, you go to facebook.com/budgetarcade. What else is there? There's tiktok.com/budgetarcadepodcast.
Twitter, Instagram.
I did that already. Twitch TV /budgetarcadepodcast. Is that everything?
He's not even listening.
You don't listen.
And if you want to interact with us or the famous Gnomic or Lincoln, you can join our Discord. The links are in our show notes as well as all of our social medias. If you want to help support the show, you could join our Patreon. It's patreon.com/budgetarcade. And you will get access to our official Discord channel with that perk. Music is provided by
some awful. Never mind. Cut this out. Keep going.
Leave it in.
Music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. Also, you should follow him on Twitter. He's been posting a lot of new content about music that he's doing and projects he's working on, and so far it sounds phenomenal. I highly recommend following him.
But he's a real cool dude. Go check out our interview we did with him back in the archive. He's a real down-to-earth guy, so definitely.
Yeah, not only is he a down-to-earth guy, but he was one of the composers on the Steven Universe TV show. So if you're a big fan of that, I highly recommend listening to that episode because he is a phenomenal person.
It's my favorite interview we've done, personally.
And you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Podcast Network.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.